This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After years of saying no, the Chinese government has granted President Trump one of many trademarks he's been seeking there. Trademarks in China operate on a first-come, first-served basis, and someone else had beaten Mr. Trump to the punch. Until now, the president's win is raising hackles among some ethics experts, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
President Trump had sought rights to the Trump trademark for construction services in China for years. This week, he got them. The timing seems dubious, according to Richard Painter. He was chief ethics lawyer under Republican President George W. Bush.
And the evidence here is that the Chinese government changed its stance toward the Trump trademarks once he was elected. And that would be the type of favoritism that is prohibited under our Constitution.
Intellectual property lawyer Matthew Dresden says it's unclear what changed at China's trademark office.
The decisions are not public, so we're sort of guessing as to what actually transpired.
The Trump Organization didn't respond to a request for comment, but told the Associated Press that the president has turned over management of his business and trademark portfolio to his children and a team of executives. Norman Eisen, chief ethics lawyer under Democratic President Barack Obama, says that's not enough.
All he's done is given his sons his wallet to hold.
Eisen and Painter are both involved in a lawsuit saying Trump's foreign business dealings violate the Constitution. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.